Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Canes are 5-1, Crowder.
Yes. Proud of that win? Y'all proud of that win Saturday?
I mean, don't throw me in there.
Don't you go FAU, yeah, whatever, the Panthers, because they got whooped by FCS team. Let's go back to the Canes.
Yeah, I don't want to poo-poo on the Canes, because, look, they're 5-1, and their only loss is to Clemson. So when you look at it that way, it's a good season thus far for UM, but I'm definitely not bringing up the Panthers, FIU, because what a bad one. But let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. No Hawk today, so it's Crowder and Solana. And we're going to talk to Tom DeAngelo, an old friend of ours. He covers South Florida sports for the Palm Beach Post. You can follow him on Twitter at TomDeAngelo44. Tom, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, guys. It's great to be back on. You know what? I think after last year, last November, the end of November, there was a football game, I think, at Marlins Park one night at the end of November. Yeah. I think from that night on, you really I think there's a little moratorium on the pounding the Panthers stuff here. They get a break for a few years.
Yeah. I mean, that was their Super Bowl, their national championship for a couple of years. I feel good about that. I'm a proud FIU alum. I feel good about that, Tom. We can FIU could go winless this year. I'm still going to celebrate the Marlins Park victory over UM. I feel okay about that.
They very well could. They were the first that's the first FCS team to beat an FBS team this year, by the way, last week, Jacksonville State. So
well, forget that. Let's forget that.
Go to a real team, Tom.
Yeah, let's talk about real football.
Yeah, so the Canes, they beat Virginia. It was Well, let's just start there. They beat Virginia. They're 5-1. So why don't Canes fans feel as excited as we probably should feel, considering if at the start of the season you told everybody you'd be 5-1 through six games and your only loss would be Clemson?
No, you take that in a half. You take that in a heartbeat. That's absolutely the best possible outcome. And especially Miami fans, because why wouldn't you feel good about them? I mean, there are reasons. There are some concerns, yes, but you're at the best possible spot you could be at this point of the season. You've been through 15 years of underachieving, overhyped, just a program that has become basically irrelevant, certainly irrelevant in the national scene, a program that's become irrelevant in the ACC, which is hard to do. And they have been irrelevant in the ACC for their entire existence in that conference, except for one year in which the end of the year turned out to be kind of a fraudulent year. So why wouldn't you be excited at this point with a break, with a week off? I'll give you some reasons that, you know, there's a little bit of concern, but you know what? You don't have another game for 9 or 10 days, and you're going to go into that game 5-1. You're going to go into that game controlling your destiny for the ACC championship game. I think there's everything to right now feel good about.
And Tom, what I was just watching that UVA game, And it seems as if UVA said, we're not letting you run the ball. You're not going to beat us on the ground. Beat us through the air. D'Eriq, go crazy. Do what you can do. D'Eriq had, what, 320 through the air but couldn't put it in the end zone? Mike Harley went crazy. He stepped up as their number one receiver. But did UVA kind of break the code? Did they show people how to beat UM?
Well, here's where there's a few concerns, Crowder. I think, number one, that they've – this team, it's hard to evaluate them because we've seen these receivers basically disappear for 2 weeks and not be able to catch anything. And then Mike Harley busts out and goes crazy. So do they have a vertical game? I think they can. I mean, it's not the greatest group of receivers. It's probably probably an average group of receivers. But when you have a quarterback that is kind of a dual threat and he has shown he can throw the ball, Miami has won both ways. They've won depending on the running game like they did earlier in the season. That running game has kind of disappeared. That's one of the concerns I'll get to, is that it's kind of disappeared. Cameron Harris has kind of gone away after the first 2 weeks. He has not been a threat at all. And I think part of that, too, is the offensive line, which has not played very well the last 2 or 3 weeks. So what is the best way to stop them? I think with D'Eriq King, at least they've shown they can beat you both ways. If he needs to throw the ball, we all know he's not the greatest passer. He's not going to be, he's not going to be an all-pro in the NFL, but he can throw the ball well enough to beat you, and you can rely on his legs well enough to beat you. But he's got to have time. This offensive line they allowed 3 sacks the first 3 games. They've allowed 13 in the last 3 games. So there's been some slippage in a few areas, but also with a little bit of a more difficult schedule coming up, that is a little bit of a concern. But I think they're going to be, with Rhett Lashley, I think they can adjust and at least keep themselves in games no matter how they play you defensively.
We're talking to Tom D'Angelo of the Palm Beach Post. Follow him on Twitter at TomD'Angelo44. So these are teams that scored over 30 points on Virginia this year. NC State, Wake Forest, two teams UM plays coming up, by the way. And they also gave up 20 to Duke. They won that game, and they lost to Clemson 41-23.
Right.
So how does Miami, with D'Eriq King, who I think, we can all agree has been a huge bright spot for this Canes offense this season, and you bring in Rhett Lashley, you're playing this up-tempo offense, how do they only score at home, primetime, 19 points on this Virginia defense?
Well, number one, you're right. It's an upgrade. It's certainly, we know that. And that's one of, when I talk about being excited, there is an upgrade at quarterback. So that is definitely one of the reasons they're 5-1. It's a little different. There has been a little regression in my mind from the first 3 weeks, I guess, up to the Florida State game, starting with the Clemson game, which is where things started. And even Mike Harley said it. There was kind of I don't know if they got, this is something Manny's been guarding them against. He mentions it every week, guarding against thinking you made it, after you're 3-0. But I don't know if they went into that game and they thought, hey, we're in good shape. We now can compete with Clemson, and then just got, they just got destroyed in that game. No matter what the final score was, it was worse. And they were never in that game, except for the only reason they were in that game at halftime was because Dabo Sweeney let them in the game. But other than that, they were not in that game. I don't know if they came out of that demoralized because it has not been great the last few weeks since the Clemson game. But I still have confidence that their offense is not going to just disappear like last year. You're just not going to get that offense by the end of the year was nothing to it. And we saw the last game of the year, they got shut out by Louisiana Tech. I think try to go as up tempo. I don't think they've been quite as up tempo as they were, the Louisville and Florida State games. Again, running attack, maybe rely more on Cameron Harris. And here's another thing now, and here's a big difference too. The last 2 games we're talking about, there's been no Brevin Jordan. And when you have a receiving core that's not, that's not one of the top, that's not a great receiving core, that's a big loss when you don't have Brevin Jordan. Getting him back would be a great help.
Yeah, no, that's a very fair point. I was actually going to ask you, on an update from Brevin Jordan. But with everything
Go ahead. I think Manny said the other day that they, you know, with the week off, I think they're expecting him. And we, you know, we never know with these injuries; they never tell us the full story. But I think the expectation is he'll be back soon. But go ahead.
So with all that said, how would you grade Rhett Lashley through six games as the OC here in Miami?
Well, if you're looking at what they did before, they've certainly upgraded their offense. I mean, they're almost 100 yards more a game. I think somewhere in that area. They've gone from like 90th in total offense to in the 40s in the country. And I realize that those numbers are skewed because of the teams playing and all. But still, I think it's kind of like, you know, earlier in the year, everybody was like thrilled with what was going on. Last 2 weeks, maybe it's come down a little bit. That excitement has waned just a little bit. But I like it. You're talking in 1 year, you are not going to get, remember, this is a lot of the same players with the exception of the quarterback. Everybody in the right, the right tackle, Jaron Williams, who came over with Derek King from Houston. Other than that, we're basically talking about the same personnel. You know, the exact same player, you know, so have that. It's been an improvement, and I think he's done a good job. I think there's a long way to go, and when they get players in that they want, their type of players, it'll get even better if Rhett Lashley stays around and is able to kind of get something entrenched here. So I think it's been about as good as you can hope, considering where they were starting.
And Tom, in the ACC, this is a different year. It's not the Coastal and the Atlantic because of COVID. It's just a big conference, and the top two teams play. So we know Clemson's the best. And I would say Notre Dame right now on paper looks good. UNC, North Carolina State, BC. Where would you rank UM in the overall ACC, knowing that there isn't two sides this season?
Well, I think there's a big gap right now between 4 and 5. And obviously 1 and 2, you're right. Clemson and Notre Dame. I think three is Miami, and 4. Miami and North Carolina are 3 and 4. And it's going to be depending on the week and who looks good. And they both look North Carolina looked better. North Carolina just destroyed NC State, which is not a bad team. So they're 3 and 4 in whatever order. And the good part is they finish off the season playing each other, right? So we're gonna have a good handle on who's, and if that game means anything, and it could possibly mean for that spot in the championship game, depending on what Notre Dame does. So they're right there. I think the league's the depth of the league, 6 teams in the top 25 a couple of weeks ago, was a little bit overblown. Virginia Tech's come back, North Carolina State's come back, but still, those are good teams. And here's one thing to look out when you're looking at the last half of the season. Miami has won four games in the ACC. They're 4-1 in the ACC. The four opponents they have beaten are 5-16 in the conference. Mm. Their schedule gets a lot more difficult because playing on the road at NC State, playing on the road at Virginia Tech, Wake Forest is not bad, but that's a home game. Should be able to beat Wake Forest. And playing North Carolina, those are three games that you could say to me they're going to win all three or lose all three. I'd be surprised they won all three, and I'd be surprised they lose all three, but it's a possibility. They can go 2-1, 1-2, either way. It's a more difficult schedule because the only team they've played that's been any good the first half of the year is Clemson, and they got destroyed in that game. So that's something to look out for, because the league, though, it's not, you know, it's much improved from where it was last year, and it's a little bit deeper. And the teams that are better are all on Miami's schedule.
He's Tom D'Angelo. You can follow him on Twitter at TomD'Angelo44. Tom, always appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys. It'll be interesting to watch the rest of this year. And I hope Crowder, I hope the Gators get to play a game again.
Oh, yeah, man. Tom, Mullen's wife needs to keep kissing the kids in the mouth. She's spreading everything around. Leave the kids alone, you know, Tom.
I thought the whole objective in this country was to drain the swamp, not fill the swamp.
She was filling them with kisses, and I don't want my swamp filled with kisses.
Yeah, the contact tracing didn't have to go far when that outbreak
happened. Mrs. Mullen, yes, that's her right there. Appreciate
all right, guys,
you, bro.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, same here. Thanks.
I did see that that LSU game got rescheduled, though, Crowder, right? Like towards the end of the year for UF?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bro, we had a little squad now, and Trask is playing well. We got a little something offensively. Defense, they lost me a lot of money, so I won't start cussing. But, yeah, nah, we'll reschedule and see what happens. But this year, we know how it is. NFL's rescheduling, college rescheduling. So, yeah, we just got to deal with it. But I'm upset that, yeah, you can trace it right back to Mrs. Mullen kissing people in the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, I've been a part of so many football teams, and I've never had a mouth kiss. Like, I don't do it. Like, football is not about mouth kissing. Why would that be a part of football? I don't get it.
Dan can't be happy about that either, man. Like, it's just like a weird situation going up in Gainesville.
Have you seen LSU this year? Dan is happy they're not playing games.
Yeah, who'd they lose to again?
Was it Mississippi State? One of them.
Yeah,
and Missouri.
To Mississippi State and Missouri. That's right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Our guy Dan back there, huge LSU fan.
Well, I'm an alumnus. Come on, man.
Yeah, struggling with those Tigers.
They beat the snot out of the Cox this past weekend.
Yeah. Pause up.
Go Tigers.
He's got his new girlfriend. Come on.
I see he got him a little bad one. Well, bad for him.
For him.
Bad. Yeah, yeah.
6 days until Tua. By the way, Miami Hurricanes football on the radio is sponsored by Milam's Markets, your football tailgating headquarters at the stadium and for your home parties, Milam's Markets. No Canes game this Saturday. They'll play the following Saturday, as Tom was just saying. 6 days until Tua. We'll talk more about that next on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Do I have a shot with Mila Kunis?
No.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.